Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. And I'm having Carol Ann back on. She's a fabulous medium and psychic. And I want to let you know that your guides and your angels are always with you. So I'll bring Carol Ann on.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Carol Ann?
Very good. Did I ever tell you I like your new introduction? I don't think I told you that. I really like it,
Thank you. Jason Zook gifted me with that, and that was such a lovely present.
Oh, it's lovely. I like it. I really like it. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
Well, I guess
it's always a pleasure to be with you, Kelly.
Oh, I always love being with you. I'm so excited to have you on again. It's like, oh, goody, I get to work with Caroline again.
You know, what's so strange is that we pick up on the same things in a different way, but it's like the same message. You know? I think that's very interesting. Yeah, we're like
in
sync.
Isn't that
neat? I like that. Yeah.
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 That's so cool when that happens. I love it when spirit works that way.
Yeah,
it's so fun to do our work. We just have a ball. It's just so neat being able to do this for people.
Mm-hmm. You have a very fun show and a great audience, and they are willing to participate and call in. I think that's fabulous, and we're glad they do.
And I looked at the stats, and we're having Brazil listen to us now.
Fabulous. I have clients in Brazil. Yeah, I like that. That is cool.
Well, we'll take our first caller in the 9-2. I'll have you go first.
Oh, goody.
Hi,
9-2. Where are you from? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Penny, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay, Penny from Wisconsin, you have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm ready for a long-term relationship with a partner of my choice, and I'm wondering if you see that coming for me. You see anybody special long-term willing to give what I would give?
I have a gentleman, but he's in blue jeans. Let me see what Kelly gets. I'll just give you a little feel. I'm Carol Ann, by the way. I'm the psychic medium of Sarasota, SRQ. And I like to just jump in and be nosy. But I have some lovely people in spirit here for you. I have a man and a woman, both older. I feel grandparents. I feel more drawn to mom's side, but I could be wrong. So I'm just giving you that. And I have this feeling from them, this impression that they're giving me about you, Penny, is don't be too strict on the package, because it's the heart of the gentleman that matters. And I think you have a lovely gentleman coming to you, but he will be wearing blue jeans. But that does not mean that he wears them all the time. But he is, you're going to see his heart light up, and his eyes flash. And I think you're going to go weak in the knees. And I would say, for some reason, September jumps out at me. So, Kelly Jo, you're the psychic. What is your impression?
Well, I agree with you. And he is 5'11". He has auburn hair. He has gray hazel eyes. And he works hard for a living because he has calloused hands. And
okay.
he's just sweet on you. He'll come up and I see you with a group of girls, and they'll come up and say hello, and then you'll exchange phone numbers, which you don't ever do, but you're going to do it, and he'll ask you out for breakfast because that's the best time to go out, he thinks. And you guys go out to breakfast and just talk. Talk and talk and talk. And he's a gentleman. So don't stand on the proper side of the door so you don't get whopped, and don't get out of the seat of the car because he's going to open the door of the car for you.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I didn't think they made him like that anymore.
And I think he's a church-going man.
Oh,
how's
thank
that sound?
You.
Is that right,
That's
Kelly?
Awesome.
What do you think? That's what I got. He's a church-going man.
He does. He goes... He believes in church and believes in God. He don't flaunt it, but also
he
has God. He likes to go fishing, and I see him with one of those aluminum flat boats, you know, with a motor.
Yeah.
And when he's out, when the sun rises, he's communing with nature and God.
Oh, I like it. And you ladies both see this working out? This would be a good catch.
That's up to you. If you don't, if you can put your high heels away once in a while, and
I'm fine with that. I'm not a high heel kind of girl. I'm the blue jean girl.
Okay, good. And I see you breaking open a lobster with your hands.
Wow, I don't eat lobster.
Yeah, you like this guy is. I think he's a good cook, too. I think he's like a fish cook.
He can cook barbecue and do fish. And I see you guys camping, but it's sort of glamping. You don't have to sleep on the ground. And,
oh, thank God.
You have blow-up mattresses, so that's good. But I see you guys going camping and fishing you guys might travel out to, the parks, like state parks.
Yes. Yes. And I'm getting Nova Scotia as well. I don't know why.
Yeah. And Ray, that fancy, let's see, Reykjavik. I don't know
what's
where that is. It's a country.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
So you got to Google it. I think I'm saying it right. It's a big, long name.
Oh, okay. He's not stingy, though. I don't want you to get the impression because he's not stingy. He's a nature person. It's not like he won't take you out to a nice dinner and he won't take you out to a nice hotel or, it's not that. He's more of he likes vacations that are active,
like
hiking or walking trips or getting around the
city.
Fishing
for trout. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
But
he
is romantic.
Yeah, he's romantic, yes.
And he remembers dates and times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And you are forgetful, so you're going to have to put your anniversary in the calendar and not forget because you'll hurt his feelings.
Oh.
Okay. I will remember all the special days.
And then when you marry, I see you doing a backyard wedding, and you have the most original dress. It's like a Western-style dress, but it has like a scoop in the back, like a tiny train, and you're wearing boots.
Wow.
This sounds so much like, gosh, you keep giving me goosebumps when you're saying all this, because that does sound like a good match to me. A down-to-earth guy appreciates
that. Yes, and he does have pets. He has two dogs. He has one dog that's a mutt, and it's very old when you meet him, and then another dog that's like a golden retriever.
Oh, I've always wanted a golden.
Well,
wow,
he has one.
Yeah. He's got it, huh?
Yep, there you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
I love it. Oh, I'm so excited to meet him. Thank you, ladies, for giving me this enlightenment and getting me excited about it. I can't
wait. You are welcome. Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Lots of luck.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't tell her what size shoe he was wearing, Kelly.
I can do that. I can also look at blue jeans and tell what size they are.
Oh, God. Maybe it's TMI. I don't know.
Too much information. 305, what's your name? And where are you from? And what's your question?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Carol.
Hey.
Eileen in Miami.
Hello.
Hi. If you have anything you want to clue me into, I seem to be expanding my dimensions of helping people in other areas of giving them advice and doing some hanging art in people's houses and feng shuiing their houses, you know, to make their environment more peaceful.
And that'll be a whole other business on the side, too.
Yeah, that's what seems like God's sending me in that direction.
Yeah, so get add that to your website and get cards made up.
Okay.
But
can I interrupt a second, Kelly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have a relative who was an artist, amateur artist?
Living or dead? Because as far as dead goes, I don't know. I always ask about my Bubby, but I was only 5 years old or 6 years old when she left. But
I feel like
cousin,
this is a gentleman that sketched or drew.
My
and
cousin.
He may be. Oh, okay.
He's alive.
Okay. So it's in the family. So I think you have a very good eye for art. That's all I'm going to interject. Go ahead, Kelly.
Go ahead. I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. I'll pick it back up. Yeah, so you're going to do the feng shui thing and make a different card. And you're going to find an oriental symbol that you really like to put on that card. And it looks like it's like raised, and it has texture to the card. You know how you do like cross hatch and it's bumpity?
Yes.
Yeah. I see you doing that.
I can't call myself feng shui because I'm not studied that way. I just do it intuitively. And I open up spaces in people's houses, and I know what needs to go there. So I wouldn't call it feng shui, but it works out.
Well, energetic spacing, whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
Intuitive. Intuitive decorating.
That's good.
Yeah,
there
you go.
I'm designing rugs now, too. It seems to be every month somebody new comes in and wants another rug.
Wow.
Which is really exciting for me. And the company I worked with, they had 200 colors, but it wasn't the colors I needed. So now they're getting into the works 10 colors that I want. Because they're seeing that I need these balanced. I need these colors to balance out my palette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very exciting year for you, 2021. Yeah.
And they'll be, I'll have, go ahead.
And you're going to also incorporate a couple of your paintings into the rugs.
Yeah, I have to draw it out that way.
And
I want to do fabrics. And do you see any kind of partnership coming in for me, for my heart? Because I'm doing work all the time. I'm always busy doing my art in all these different directions, and I'm very happy with my life. I'm probably the most happy I've ever been in my whole world, you know.
You have to make room for the fellow.
I have room. I have, but he also...
No, you filled it all up of you. You need to make space for him.
I agree with you on that, but I don't want somebody who's around me all the time. I want them to have their life as well, like I have my life. You know what I mean? I think that's
but
the
you do have
me.
To make room for him to come in, like empty a draw and set two plates sitting on your table.
Yeah.
I can do that. I have room in my closet, and I don't have a table. Well, but I do have
just
baby trays.
Example.
I know.
Well,
I do. I have room. But when you say 2021, in what way, Carol Ann?
Well, this year is going to, I can be very honest with you, is a wash. This year's done. This is a preparation year and a stocking up year. As far as next year goes, we don't know what's going to happen here with the
exactly.
remaining 6 months of this year is effed up. So, you know, as far as transportation, shipping, disease, all this kind of crap going on. So 2021 is like a cleaner slate where things
yeah.
are a little bit back to a new normal where you'll be able to ship this stuff where it needs to go. And as far as a gentleman goes and not having a table, I don't know if you have a terrace. But I see you eating, I don't know if it's his place or your place, but there's like a little terrace, like a little cafe table and chairs, and it's really delightful.
That's sweet.
So,
that's sweet.
I mean, that's
a
really nice thing to do.
But, you know, you guys are in Florida, and right now it's way too humid. But I had my backyard, I had it poured concrete there, so, and I have a hammock out there, a dual hammock.
Oh.
I mean, and I have tables out there and chairs that are wrought iron out there in the garden.
There you go.
So all that's there. It's just you can't live outside right now. It's way too humid.
Yeah. Well, you got a little while yet. So,
I know.
Yeah. It'll cool off. Yeah. It'll be fine. You're going to love it.
I know. I'm looking forward to it all.
Lots of luck to you.
Thank you, dears. Have a
Thank
nice
you.
Evening.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. 9, let me see. 917, let's see. Hi, 917.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
And what is your question, Telly?
I just wanted to see any messages, or should I ask a direct question?
Well, it helps if you ask a question, hon.
You know what? Because I'm intuitive myself, okay? I'm picking up the energy of someone that I'm going to meet in the future, but I think he might be a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not sure, but... I believe in the universe. You know, I have my own belief system. I mean, I'm not putting him down to anything, but is it? I mean, do you think someone of that particular religion would work? We would work together. Would it work out?
He could be a Reformed Jehovah's Witness, like I'm a Reformed Catholic. You know,
okay.
I mean, he could have that in his background. That doesn't mean who he is today.
Right.
Okay. All right.
You know, and I'm seeing a tall dude with a goatee, and he's
nice.
Like a maple-colored brown, and he has pretty chocolate brown eyes.
Nice.
He has like
wow.
the high cheekbones. He has like a heart-shaped face. And he's like 6'1", and he won't ever gain weight. He can eat until the cows come home and never gain weight. He's always hungry.
Does he have like a Hispanic or Native American background, Kelly?
He could.
Yeah, or an indigenous people. Like if it's Hispanic, would it be an indigenous people like from Spain or Portugal or something.
Right.
Just something about him there's a spirituality there that is uncommon. That's earth-based, I would say. Very nice. Very nice man.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And then your grandma on your dad's side is with you.
Uh-huh.
So I said hello.
You know, and she's like, she was a force to be reckoned with.
They have a hand in helping you find someone because you haven't done so well, they're telling me. And that's in a kidding
that was,
way.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And that,
oh, my gosh.
That grandma will help you because she don't play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So I will look forward to meeting this gentleman. I can't wait.
Good. Good for you. Good
All
luck
right.
to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We got 954. Hello, 954.
Hi, this is Lucy, and I have a question. I just want to know if you see anyone coming for me in terms of a love partner, and if you do, where is he coming from?
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
No, I'm just laughing because, like, you know, she wants to make sure he's not coming from the gates of hell like she's already had, right?
Really?
Yes.
Or is a con man. I know.
Oh, I don't know. Kelly, you go first. I'll see what
okay,
I say.
I will.
You go first. Okay.
I'm seeing, are you in a 55 or older place?
Am I in a what?
55 or over place.
No.
Okay.
But it's in a group gathering of people your age that you're going to meet this gentleman.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And it feels like it's some kind of a, you're going to get involved with a gathering where you meet of like-minded people, like, I'm not saying you do this, but like bird watching or
I'm an artist.
Okay.
Maybe
an artist.
A gathering, an art, yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yes,
and
yes.
I see you meeting somebody in a gathering, and he looks like he has lots of hair, and it's salt and pepper, a mustache,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's tall, he's 6 foot, and
nice.
He's a widower, and he's very old-fashioned, and he feels like he's from Midwest. You know, like Ohio. That's what I'm getting.
Wow, that was specific. Okay, not from Europe.
No,
I do feel it's global, though. I do feel it's the group that's gathering of artists are from all over.
Right.
Awesome.
Like it. You know what I'm saying? I feel that this
yes.
is a group. And I keep getting I get Bonefish Grill. I'm surmising that. Because I'm seeing a fish skeleton, which I think is their logo.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
And I'm like, why do I have this fish skeleton? And then it was like, oh, Bonefish Grill. So I don't know if you're going to meet there or. So I'm just throwing that out there. Go ahead, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
She's the expert.
You're the expert too. You go for it, hon.
I did.
Is he European
as far as I'm going.
Background? Do you
yes.
see him as European? Yes. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a mutt. He's a Heinz 57.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is that?
It means it's a little bit of everything. English, Irish, Welsh.
I think he's got some German.
Okay.
I think it's mostly UK background. United Kingdom, Scotland, Ireland. Maybe
That's
some German.
Somebody else told me that, too, that he's from
London.
Oh,
we must
he's
be
British.
Good, Kelly.
We are good. We got to pat ourselves on the back. Okay.
What does he do? Do you know what he does?
It's international.
Yep.
It might be like John Deere Tractor Company, or it could be farm
equipment.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Stop. This is
really?
Crazy what you said. You said John Deere. Wait. I'm going to tell you why. Tomorrow is 1 year that my father passed away, and he worked at John Deere for 30
wow.
years.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah,
let's see what he has
to
say.
That is so nuts.
Dad, what do you have to say? That's Dad saying – Because I can see the tractor and everything. They're green with yellow writing on them.
Yep.
Oh,
John Deere tractor.
God. You guys
John
are
Deere
awesome.
Green.
That's so crazy. That's a sign.
He's
got to
handpick this gentleman for you because you kind of stink at it.
Yeah, I am. I'm not good at it, but they all come forward. But
your dad will have say in this, and he'll bring them to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you picked that out. That's so crazy. Oh, I'm so happy.
That is crazy.
That's nice. Thank you so much, the both of you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
You're welcome,
you too.
Well, that was cool.
I know. That's nuts. That's spirit. That's how they work.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's awesome.
All right.
Beautiful.
Let's
see. Nine 917. We still got you on there?
Yeah, I was just finished listening to the show.
Okay, no problem. That's operator error. That was me. 610.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, this is Camille in Oregon. For some reason, I'm totally spaced out. Hi. Yeah, Space Cadet. But I'm okay.
Good. Okay, so what's your question?
My question is about finances. What do you see coming up for me? What do you see coming up for me upcoming within the next, 90 days or something?
All right. Well, I see your finances improving, and 2021 is going to be great for you. Do you own your own business?
I do.
Because you're gonna think of expanding end of 2021.
Mm.
And do you do contracts? They're showing me contracts.
No, I don't.
Well, okay, if you don't do contracts, you're gonna get a big deal.
Okay.
And what do you sell?
Well, I am two things. First and foremost, I am a property manager. I manage one unit, and then I'm also a hypnotherapist and life coach.
Okay. Well, the life coaching is going to take off. You're going to write a book, and you're going to be asked to speak and get paid for speaking.
I would love that.
Well, I see it starting out with women's groups, and then you're going to But you need to get that book written. You got stuff all, you got notes all over the place. You need to compile it. Excuse me, Carolyn. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you. Go ahead. I was agreeing with you, yes. Definitely the book has to be done.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, I can figure that out. Something happened with romantic relationship with a man called Barry, and I'm just wondering how that situation might play out.
I'm trying
to. I see him long gone, baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a jerk. You understand why I'm laughing? Because I'm kind of what an idiot. You know, sorry. What was his name? Barry? Sir.
Yeah.
You know, letting you slip out of his grasp, what a dumbo. The next one is going to treat you like a fine piece of, let's say.
China.
I'm going to say he's going to savor you like a fine bottle of wine.
That'll be good.
How's that sound?
He is very handsome, and he feels like a silver fox. He went great early. He's 5 years older than you. He's 5'11". He has blue eyes. He works with paperwork.
Okay.
And he owns his own business. You're going to meet him through a guy friend, a male platonic friend will set you up. If you get a blind date, go.
Okay. Yeah, I have not done
Remember,
that yet,
V-neck is a girl's best friend. Lipstick, swish your hips, bat your eyelashes. There you go.
I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you
okay,
will marry.
So okay.
You will marry.
Cool.
Okay.
That would be lovely. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Boy, this
now, what
fun.
Was that again? Give me that again. V-neck is a girl's best friend.
Yeah, I have a saying. V-neck is a girl's best friend. Swish your hips and bat your eyelashes, and there you go.
Okay, very good advice there, Kelly Jo. Good advice.
Okay, we have 727.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hi.
And Carol.
Hi, how are you, Jill?
Florida. Oh, I'm great. And I just want to give a testimonial because every time I call you guys, you are so on the money. I write down everything you say, and when it happens, I check it off. So to your listeners, they should believe in you because you're both awesome.
Oh,
well,
thank
you.
You're welcome. So my question is, my mom just had 4 CAT scans, and we're going to get the results on Wednesday, and I just want to prepare myself, good or bad. So could you tell me what you see? I know you're both not God, but just, you know, what you see for the results.
Was one of these CAT scans a brain or spinal?
No, liver.
Is it kidney?
Liver.
Liver, okay, because I'm seeing the slices and I can see, like, the pelvis area. But I also
yes,
felt that there was something in the brain as well. And not
I
a bad. I think they're just assessing, that's all. But what do you think, Kelly? You're the medical intuitive.
Well,
what do you think?
I'm seeing the liver is starting to have issues with it. It feels like there's a growth or something. And it also looks like you can live with a third of your liver, but it also looks like there's some kind of something that's happening that is like making the liver not work. It sort of looks like peanut brittle, you know. It might be a little cirrhosis going on there. And I'm not a doctor. I also see, like Carol Ann says, with the brain, it feels like Alzheimer's. The brain is like starting to harden, or it looks
right.
like there's
it's,
white spots
right.
all over. It's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay. And what
it
about
it could be like a plaque situation,
right?
Or liver stenosis. It could be stenosis
right.
in the brain, that kind
right.
of thing. It could be throughout the body. Excuse me. So, but I don't think she's checking out anytime soon. That's not the impression that I get.
Yeah, she's ready to go nowhere yet.
And you know what?
Oh,
she's grasping onto something, onto this world, like, hell no, I'm not going anywhere yet.
And she's curling her toes, man. She's gripping her.
Yes, she's not ready to go. So.
No, she's not. You're right. And she... they also did a CAT scan of her leg because they can't get a pulse, and they're
yeah.
talking about amputating, and she won't let them.
Uh-huh. Ugh. Well, you know, I think she's got it's either stenosis, vascular issue going on, some kind of hardening of the arteries, maybe all of the above. And I think she's an advanced age, if I may say that. The reason she doesn't want to go is she likes the control she has here.
Yes, she does. You are on the money, honey.
Yep. And if she goes over there, she may not have control. She doesn't know what beauty awaits her and a whole family that has a place set at the table for her on the other side. But they said, we can't make her come. She's got to... You know, and I think she ventures over there occasionally, but she's really afraid to go because I think she realizes whether she's demented or not demented, she uses that as an excuse, her behavior has not always been above board. And I think she knows that. So I think she's a little afraid to go to the other side, but she would be welcomed. But, you know, that's just my take on that. What do you get, Kelly?
Yeah,
she is. She's fearful of going over there. Because
yeah.
she's had people come visit her at night.
And she, there ain't no part of this going with her, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay.
You know, who
well,
knows?
Thank you. Yeah,
you're
you
welcome.
Never know, but thank you
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Yeah, she's
all
really
right.
holding on there.
Oh, totally, man. She's gripping with her feet. We got one more.
The vision is, it's hard to describe what we see, isn't it, Kelly? But
oh,
it really, really cracks you up sometimes.
I know. It's like,
work.
Okay. But, you know, you leave through your feet anyway, you know?
Ah, that's a good discussion.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because
cool.
Yep, when people leave, they'll be attached to the butt. Sometimes you'll see them flopping up and down because they're attached to the feet.
Oh, wow.
And then they'll go, you know, and you always open a window because you want them to be able to go out the room.
Cool.
So
absolutely.
That's just a little bit of tidbits.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll take care of our person, 954. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Karen in Florida. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sharon in Florida. Oh, my God, you ladies are so delightful. I love the show.
Thank you.
I just wish somebody was finding me one of these men, but that's for another time. I'm just curious. I know Carol Ann, I've talked to her before. She gets a lot from my son on the other side. I'm just curious if he's around, what's going on, and what's going on with work. I need to move to another position.
Kelly, what's the job look like for her?
Well, it looks like you might have a lateral move.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it looks like that. Things have come down.
It's a relief is the word that I get. It's a relief.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be necessarily more money. It's the peace of mind and a better team.
Yes, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
But
what do you get, Kelly?
I'm seeing sorting and going through stuff and throwing things in little cloth, like canvas bins, and
okay.
You know, that's what I'm seeing.
That makes sense.
You know, and then your son, he's been around lately, and there's like an anniversary coming up. I don't know what that is, but red roses.
Aw.
Hmm. My birthday's coming up.
Well,
okay.
That's an anniversary, hon.
Yep, that is. He's thinking of you. Always thinking of you. Did he have something camouflage?
Yeah.
Like a hat? Okay.
Yep. He had hats. He had shorts.
Okay. Because he's wearing that. He's pushing his hair back and he takes his hat off and brushes his hair back and puts his hat back on.
Yeah, he's running his hand through his hair with his fingers.
Right.
And puts the hat on.
That's all.
Yeah.
And did he jiggle his leg all the time?
Not all the time, but sometimes I would catch him doing that, and that drives me crazy, and I would be
I know.
Stop.
He's sitting there, bounty, 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 bounty. Oh, he needs to stop doing that. Go away. Making my chair jiggle.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and I, what are you doing that for? That drives me crazy. You know it. Stop.
Yeah. Just a nervous energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't have enough to do right now.
He's showing
busy.
Me wings. Yeah, he's got wings. He's soaring. He makes fun of himself like he's an angel now, you know, which we all know is not the truth. But he's making fun of himself. But he does. He kind of glides around. He kind of likes to. He's still kind of finding his way and help. But he does help people. He has a big heart.
Oh, he's got a great big heart.
Yeah, he's got a big dog following him around, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who
Josh.
Yeah.
Josh dog?
Yeah.
My husband had a big dog that lived for like 15, 18 years. His name was Josh.
Okay. Well, his big dog red. Follows your son everywhere.
Yes.
Red hair?
Mm-hmm.
Reddish?
Yeah, I would say like a Springer, you know, like an Irish Setter or something
color. Yeah, Springer
color, yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I can't think of what breed Josh was, but he has
kind of
looked like the Irish Setter. Yeah, he was a pretty dog.
Yeah, yeah. They're together.
Yep, there you go.
That's awesome. All right, ladies, this show was great tonight. I am still on the first guy, the first caller on that guy. I need to find that man.
Don't we all?
I still have my husband. So when I need to get to that point, I'll be calling on that question.
Okay.
Thanks for a great show and your guys.
You're
are
welcome.
Always on the money.
You're welcome.
Always on the money.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye bye.
Good night.
We got another one more. Let's see. 941. Hello, 941.
Hi.
Where are you from and what? Where are you from? What's
Sarasota.
Your name? Oh, she's from
Sarasota.
My name is Laura.
Laura, what's your question?
I'm just wondering if anybody specific is around me lately. And if we're going to be moving to a new home.
Mm-hmm.
My father?
Yeah.
Are we going to be moving to a new house?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. That's
it'll,
all you
it'll
get.
Be the,
that's good, though.
It'll be the second house that you look at.
Right.
Oh,
and he says
okay.
You better be moving because he's working awful hard on the other side pulling some strings.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be your forever home.
Yeah, good.
Oh, okay. Good. Very good.
It looks like it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It feels like east-west exposure. It feels ranchy to me, but it's a split level. Do you want a pool? Because I'm seeing a pool.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know,
yeah.
But the pool is an L. Oh.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
I know it's a weird pool, but oh well. But you'll know it's the house
it's
when
pool.
You see the L. When you see the
oh, wow.
pool. And it has in a bigger backyard than a front yard, you know.
Okay.
And then it does have a little porch. It ain't big enough to really sit on because it's squishy. Sorry. But
that's all right.
But it's very lovely, you know, and it's laid out very nice.
That
sounds
great.
It has a big hanging cabinets, you know, like the central kitchen is like in the middle of, like there's the living room, the dining room, and it's the hanging cabinets of the kitchen is in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a really more modern house designed. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Marilyn. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's pretty, Kelly. I was just saying it sounds more like a more modern house. Contemporary. Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
My gosh, you guys are. This is fantastic.
Well, thank you. And the thing is getting ready to go beep. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Carol Ann. And I want to thank everybody for making this show terrific. And always remember to do your grateful list. Every day write something that you're grateful for. And we'll see everybody in the future, and thank you, Carol Ann. Always, it's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Good luck, Kelly.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.